Hey guys, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about when those good, solid improvements, those changes you're making, those new priorities, that growth is being met with resistance. Resistance from people. It is something that can really throw us off. I want to share with you more about it, why it happens, and five ways that you can respond that you're going to feel really good about. Hi, this is Carrie, and you're listening to I Meant to Do That, a podcast that brings you breakthrough strategies to help you live and lead authentically. Important. I'm glad you're here and listening to it. I hope you share it with your friends because this is your preparation for something that most likely will happen. If you're someone who is setting some new priorities, you're making changes, you're going through growth, things are different in a good way. You don't expect this. You don't expect this to happen. It can very much throw you for a loop, and I want you to be prepared. And here's what it is. When you're making good changes, there will be people who resist you. They resist your changes. They resist what you're doing. And it can be so confusing and it can be so hard. And so in this episode, we're going to talk about it because who talks about this, right? I know that I had no idea that this was going to happen for me. It just wasn't on my radar. So we're going to talk about it. And then also by the end of the episode, you're going to feel heard, prepared, ready. It's going to make sense to you why you get this resistance. And I want you to have these five ways to respond to the resistance and the pushback that you're getting when you're implementing these good changes in your life. Most of us celebrate good things, like it's October when I'm recording this. We love October, don't we? It's cooler temperatures, beautiful colors. We have just that change in the air. Love the change of the seasons. We celebrate that. That's good things. No one really laments it like, oh darn, we're going to have the beautiful fall colors springing forth across the countryside. Everybody likes that. Like if you have a favorite coffee shop, and they've been closed down or temporarily disorganized because they're undergoing renovations. When those renovations are completed, we celebrate, we bring our friend, we go get coffee. It's such a fresh, bright, spacious, inviting place for us to enjoy. We like good things. But you know what? There are some people that just don't tolerate good changes. And there are some people who are not going to accept good changes that you're making in your life. It's just true. And if you're not expecting it, and even if you are expecting it, it's so jarring. It's so confusing at times. You can feel guilty and just thrown off when it happens. Let me share a story just to kind of illustrate it. And this is based on a true story, changed the names and a little bit of the situation, just so that it's private. Okay. Jamie. We're going to talk about Jamie. She loved her family. She was very devoted. She practically made it a full-time job to take care of and love her family and devote herself to just being really a pretty incredible person. She had her parents living close by. Her husband's parents lived close by. Her extended family lived close by. She's married. She has a couple kids. They're very busy, busy people involved in a lot of things, volunteering in church. Their kids are in sports, lots of things going on, and they're quite involved and investing. She's invested in these relationships with all of her family members. You know, you can picture her, right? You can picture Jamie. Well, when her third child was born, it really, really rocked her world. And she found herself very overwhelmed, overrun with commitments. And she was feeling so guilty that she wasn't able to keep everything going with the standards that she had in place for herself. Things just were changing for her. And unfortunately, it started to rock the relationships with her family. For example, she had to say no to her niece's dance recital, and her sister was very upset and took it personally, not okay with that. She had to say no to babysitting her brother's kids, and he was kind of accustomed to her babysitting a couple times a month, but that wasn't happening anymore. He got frustrated with that. She had to say no to her mom, who really relied on her to go shopping with her, to help her make decisions on things. And her mom was upset with her about that. Well, after a scary panic attack one evening, Jamie and her husband came to terms that she really needed to do some changes. She had to learn how to say no. She had to do some self-care things. She had to make changes because it was starting to affect her health. And this need to please her family, it was slowly killing her. And so she did a lot of hard work, and her ability to lovingly say no to people and projects and priorities strengthened. It was working. Her husband noticed these changes, and he was very excited about it because Jamie had more peace of mind, she had more patience, and that spark of joy that he remembered in her few years back, it was starting to show itself again. And her kids saw a difference too. They were seeing this relaxed mom. She had more patience. She was more playful. And at home, Jamie was encouraged. She was encouraged and supported to take better care of herself. So this was great. I mean, this is like the dream ending to the story of overwhelmed, overcommitted, overdriven mom, right? You might be able to guess where I'm going with this because it's not the end of the story. She had some people in her life who were not so happy about these changes. Some of her family preferred the old Jamie, the one who said yes to everything, showed up, went the extra 10 miles, and they did not appreciate it. And so they would give her pushback. They would share their opinions to her through direct confrontation, passive aggressive comments, and they would leave her out of things. Things shifted and changed. They were just wondering, why is Jamie being so selfish now? And Jamie was wondering, did these people really ever love me? Like, why don't they care about me? Jamie was not at all prepared for this outcome. She was so focused on getting herself healthy and building up some better habits for herself, some different ways of navigating and managing her life. She did not expect this. So for family to respond that way, or I mean, in any situation, coworkers, friends, does that mean that they're these toxic people? It could be. I mean, possibly yes, but also possibly no. Because sometimes people are indeed just having a momentary lapse as they're trying to adjust to change. That can happen. But you know what? Sometimes people are going to reveal things about themselves that you didn't really know when they're responding to the change in you. But when we're not prepared for it, it can really knock us for a loop. If you're making positive changes in your life, expect people to resist. And here's why. The way that you've been helping, maybe fixing, being over-involved, the way that you've engaged in others, people's lives, especially if you've been doing it in a way where it's just way too much. You've been overcommitted, overgiving to your own detriment, to where you're neglecting your own responsibilities, your own well-being, you're not getting time for yourself. If you've been living that way, in their mind, when you stop, you've stopped doing something that they've come to expect, something they rely on. They will not understand right away what in the world's going on. Not everybody. I'm just saying there are some people, though, that are going to resist. They're going to resist when you're not picking up the extra slack that you've been picking up at work. They're going to resist to that change. You've stopped doing something that they want. And so they're going to react negatively to this new you, this new healthier you, but they're seeing it differently. And even when you're making these changes, you're used to doing things one way. You're used to being more of a people pleaser. And you're going to be feeling at that time with these changes, like maybe a little more guilty than normal, that false guilt. You might feel somewhat uncertain as you're creating these better habits. And when that happens, expect to feel uncomfortable feelings because, you know, you're learning how to separate yourself from overcommitment, separate yourself from pleasing others. And often when we're doing that, we're more sensitive to the feelings and opinions of others because we're establishing these differences, these boundaries, these new priorities. And so we're really tuned in. We're tuned in to what are other people going to think? How are they responding? We have all this stuff going on in our world, in our private world, and they don't really know that that's happening. And then even our empathy is kind of tuned in, and maybe even to an unhealthy way. Like we have our frequency up a little bit too high for a while as we're making these changes. And so we might feel unsure of our decisions at times. And then we're looking for affirmation from others because we just want that affirmation that our new choices, our new decisions, our new habits, this new way that we're being and doing, it's okay. And it isn't really selfish. We're not harming anyone. It's good stuff. So we might be looking to the wrong people for that affirmation. And so when that happens, we might feel ourselves drawing back into our old comfortable ways. It takes time to trust ourselves, right? It takes time to stay on the course. I explain it this way. When you're forging a new path, it's usually not too far off from that old, wide, well-worn path that we've been traveling for months or years. But we have this new little trail that we're smashing down the overgrowth and we're trying to tread this new pathway. It's very easy to take a couple steps back over and get on that comfortable path. So that's why sometimes it's that two steps forward and one step back when we're trying to make these new ways of living. But you know what? We get to do that. That's our choice. Everybody gets to do that. We all have that permission to make decisions for ourselves, to live our lives, to do what we decide to do. We're adults, right? We get to do that. And even if the person who's giving us that pushback, maybe they're not the most emotionally intelligent person. Maybe they got some stuff going on. Or maybe it's someone who just is in that adjustment period. Either way, we have the permission to respond to that behavior, to respond to that negative pushback in a way that is healthy and right for us. So we get that resistance, we get those negative reactions because of our new behaviors, choices, boundaries, and we need to do something about it. So here's what I want to do. I want to share with you some things that we can do so we're prepared. Or if you're right in the thick of it right now, here are some things that you can choose from and decide which works right for you. One is that we can always just give a short reply. We don't have to engage. We do not need to attend every discussion. We do not have to get involved in every argument. We don't have to prove ourselves, explain ourselves when people don't like what we're doing. Proverbs 15:1 is a good reference point for that. We can just give a gentle answer and deflect the anger. Harsh words make tempers flare. We can just engage without much engagement. Another thing we can do is just let them be. Just let them have their opinion. We can allow others to disagree with us. That's fine. We are each responsible for ourselves. They're responsible for their conduct and their words, and we can just let it be there. We can show others that we take responsibility for our own life decisions by just letting them disagree with it. We don't need to convince people to agree with us. We don't need to convince them of why we're doing what we're doing. They're adults too. And so that piece is really up to them. The other thing we can do is we can take a break. It's totally okay to pull back, create some space from a person who's really struggling to respect our choices and what we're doing. And when a controlling person senses they are no longer in control of you, they're going to say some crazy things to try to guilt you, manipulate you, get you back in line. But if you make that space, it just provides the other person room to grow. They can grow, they can learn, they can think, they can reflect, and possibly they're going to make their own positive change. Might not happen, might happen. And that space is also good for you because, like I said, at least this is how it is for me, especially when I was really doing the work to pull away from people-pleasing. I needed that space so that I wasn't so tempted to fall right back into my old patterns. When people are really pushing back and resisting you and they might be engaging in deception with you. They might be lying to you. And so recognize that. Recognize when things are shady. When someone is trying to give you that sense of guilt, it might be false guilt. And false guilt, the whole point of it is just to keep you in the status quo, to stop you from changing. If someone is saying things to try to create insecurity in you, just recognize that insecurity is that thing that wants to keep you ineffective. It wants to stifle, stop you, and paralyze you. And the last one is you can forgive. Now, forgiveness doesn't mean we're accepting it. It doesn't excuse others or their behavior. Whether the person is showing short-term, irrational, or unexpected resistance to your boundaries, or maybe those new choices are revealing more of a toxic relationship, forgiveness allows us to release the offense and let go of resentment. If I would have known these things when I was 40 years old, it would have saved me a lot of heartache and struggle and frustration and confusion. It would have saved me a lot. Not only did I not know these 5 things that are essential in this type of situation, I didn't even know that this was a common thing. I experienced this and I wasn't prepared for it. I was not prepared. And it was so painful because when people we love and trust resist what we're doing, or they even come against some of the good and healthy necessary changes that we're developing, it can feel unfair and so confusing. I have been there. You know, and sometimes we're encountering our loving friends, our loving family, and they're reacting to their own discomfort, right? To the changes going on. They're adjusting to what's different. Possibly they're noticing maybe some of their own issues going on. And that's all in like this, in this more normal world of things. And it doesn't, we're not going to feel so much of that tension and that pushback. It'll just be a little bit, you know, but as we continue on what we're doing and we're consistent, we're staying, you know, in our decisions, things will get better. Those are going to even out with those people. It'll be okay. It's not going to be something that completely rocks our boat. But we have to be prepared. There are going to be people who just, they don't understand. They don't have the capacity to respect or accept this newer you. And they're going to push you and push back all kinds of manipulative techniques and tactics. So that can happen. We have to be prepared for it. If I would have been prepared for this, if I would have known these five ways that I can respond, things would have gone so much more smoothly for me. I would have made it through that difficult time more quickly. I'm going to name those five again because they're so good. Number one, you can give a short answer and not engage. Number two, you can just allow others to disagree with you. Totally fine. Number three, you can take a break. You can make space. Number four, you can recognize those lies. And number five, you can forgive. When you're going through change, find that support. Find those people who understand. They're going to embrace you. They're going to encourage you. They're going to have your back. They're going to champion you. These are the people that want to propel your growth, and they see it as important. The other thing that's important to do is just to keep trusting yourself. Those decisions that you made, that progress that you're making, even if there's resistance from others, keep trusting it. You made a good decision there. You're on the right track. And give yourself permission to respond to these people when it happens in God-honoring ways. And you're going to be able to keep moving forward. You're going to keep moving forward, embracing this new season and what's going on. You're going to see the fruit of it. And you know what? Sometimes the changes that happen, even the subsequent changes from the change, it's hard and it feels like loss and it feels confusing. But stay the course, stay on track, because sometimes that's just part of where you're going. If this episode is so timely for you, this is something you're going through right now, you know what? You're not alone, and you do not have to struggle your way through trying to figure out how to manage the resistance, maybe from others, the resistance going on with yourself as you're moving forward by setting boundaries, going forward with your goals, the things that you know are the most meaningful and important for you right now. You can get support. I'm here for you. I am not a professional podcaster. I am a professional coach. And this, my friends, is what I do. This is what I do. One other thing I do besides one-on-one coaching around these kinds of things is I offer a 10-week class called Thriving in Difficult Relationships. It's based on biblical principles, but it is not at all like anything that you have read, seen, gone through before. This is not those Christian pat answers. This is real, practical, real good stuff. And it's based off of Carla Downing and her book, 10 Principles for Difficult Relationships. And we go through it all together with homework and takeaways. And it's so powerful. It's so good. I don't have one scheduled right now. However, I really recommend you get on my mailing list, because then you'll know about it before it goes public. I send out class opportunities first to my mailing list. And this is a class that fills up. I only have 10 students in each class. Also, you can check out her book. It's really good. It has a lot of great principles that you can use, especially when you're dealing with making these changes and you're getting pushback from people who, I don't know, let's just be honest, they're a little bit difficult. It's a little bit. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you feel encouraged. You feel like you can do this, because you can. You can. All right. Till next time. Thanks so much for listening. You can learn more about my coaching, groups, and assessments, and also find some free resources at carriegoodman.com. If you found this episode valuable, would you do me a favor and share it with somebody? And you can also support me by leaving a rating or a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you would like to connect about this episode or share any show ideas, you can find me on my website or else email me at imeanttodothat@proton.me. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ set us free. Be yourself. This world needs you. Enjoy today. Till next time.